Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore juggles the ball. That's an error on McLemore. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knoblauch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Mack moves to third. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes McLemore. The throw from Harper and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mears for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seghi hits a fly ball into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball towards center. Devereaux catches it and throws to Reynolds, who relays to Seghi to double up Mack. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi fields the ball and throws to Sutcliffe covering. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Hammonds moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield strikes out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarty takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarulo moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Mears reaches third base with a triple. Pagliarulo scores. McCarty goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo juggles the ball. That's an error on Pagliarulo. Baines moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Ripken moves to second. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seghi is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghi hits a fly ball into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. the Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McCarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarty hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Winfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Cajun now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. One out. Carl Willis now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McCarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Segui is 0-for-3 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguilera covering, for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.